What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 367. In this episode, I'll discuss how much insulin should be used to treat hyperkalemia. I have all the evidence for today's episode linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode367. I think of insulin like a key that unlocks a door in cell membranes to allow glucose, potassium, and water to walk through. Putting the potassium in the intracellular space hides it from the heart temporarily and is a critical part of the treatment of hyperkalemia. While the standard dose of insulin to treat hyperkalemia is 10 units, this dose may result in excessive hypoglycemia in patients with renal insufficiency. The dose of 10 units is also completely arbitrary and has never been subjected to a dose-finding study. In a retrospective study from Rush University Medical Center that compared 5 versus 10 units of insulin in patients with renal insufficiency and hyperkalemia, hypoglycemia occurred in 19.5% of the patients who received 5 units and 28.6% of the patients who received 10 units. This was a statistically significant difference. The change in serum potassium was similar between groups, with a decrease of 0.8 MEQs per liter in the 5-unit group and 0.7 MEQs per liter in the 10-unit group. Besides decreasing the dose of insulin given, some clinicians choose to increase the amount of dextrose given to avoid hypoglycemia. For example, some give 50 grams of dextrose as opposed to just 25 grams after giving insulin for hyperkalemia. Either way, be alert to the possibility of hypoglycemia occurring in patients with renal insufficiency treated with insulin for hyperkalemia, even if they received supplemental dextrose. If you're listening to this recording before Tuesday, January 29th, 2019, you can get a $1 7-day trial to the Hospital Pharmacy Academy. The Academy is where I teach you practical, critical care, and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside so that you can become confident in your ability to save lives and improve patient outcomes. To sign up for the trial, go to pharmacyjoe.com/trial. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.